Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The battle over marriage is fundamental to who we are as a people and a nation, but it's an issue that is taking place around the world. It has profound implications, not only for religious freedom, but for our children in terms of whether they will ultimately grow up with a mother and a father. Moms and dads do make a positive influence on the well-being of children. We're going to be talking about Kim Davis and her trip to Romania with Harry Mehet, our Vice President of Legal Affairs for Liberty Counsel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. Harry, there's so many stories that you can share regarding your nine-day trip to Romania. You visited many of the major cities there, met with four out of the six top archbishops of the Orthodox Church, evangelical leaders, other leaders of pro-family organizations. On the issue of marriage, we actually had filed an amicus brief at the Constitutional Court. They ultimately unanimously approved moving forward with this referendum that was signed by over 3 million Romanians, and that process is still moving forward. And the reason why you were there was to encourage that process and to bring Kim Davis to share her story about the implications of what happens if a country like America goes the wrong way on the issue of marriage.
That's right, Matt. We see in Romania some of the same exact arguments against natural marriage that we saw in the United States. The proponents of same-sex marriage there are saying things like, well, it's already illegal in Romania's law for two persons of the same sex to be married. Why put it in the national constitution? It's not worth it. Or they say things like the same-sex marriage would have no impact whatsoever on the rest of the Romanian people, on people of good faith and goodwill. And so we were able to go and to share with the Romanian people, and you know, several hundred people came to each of our conferences in six of Romania's largest cities, and many thousands watched these conferences as they were broadcast live. We were able to share with them the simple message that, at least in the United States, our experience over the past 2.5 years since same-sex marriage has been pushed on the country by an activist Supreme Court, was that unless you define marriage in your constitution, in your national constitution, then you invite activist judges or even runaway legislatures to bring in same-sex marriage in a very anti-democratic fashion, as has happened here. And if and when that happens, then the impact on people of faith is in fact great. It's devastating because the people who are pushing same-sex marriage have no tolerance for people like Kim Davis, for people who don't want to be involved in this enterprise. And so it was just really wonderful and neat to be able to take a real-life example of someone who paid a very high price in order to maintain her conscience on the issue of marriage and family. And that was powerful, and it resonated with the Romanian people.
So as I understand it, in Romania you have a constitution, and currently it says a marriage is between spouses. It doesn't say
right.
Man and woman. And then
the law itself in Romania does say that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Right.
And so,
but that's in the lower law that's under the constitution.
Correct. But the proponents of same-sex marriage are arguing the same exact thing that they had argued here in the United States. It's illegal in the law. Why bother to put it in the Constitution?
And as we know, and certainly you have this happen right here in the United States, 5-4, even though the laws of most of the states had it defined, and even in the federal law, as marriage is a union of man and woman, 5 people of 9 decided to rewrite that and impose it on the American people.
Exactly. And, you know, we were able to turn the argument on them and to say, well, if it's already illegal and if your argument is that it wouldn't make any difference to put it in the Constitution, then why bother opposing
right.
the will of 3 million people who signed the petition to have this done? If it's inconsequential, then don't worry.
To me, that's a better argument.
Yeah.
If it's already there, why not just affirm it in the Constitution? You already have it in the law there. Let's just make sure it's going to stay in the law.
Correct. Well, we were able to share basically with them what five people on the United States Supreme Court were able to do with a constitution that does not expressly provide that marriage is between a man and a woman. And I think Romanians understood very clearly that they are not exempt from that kind of judicial activism and judicial overreach, and they are even more determined now to prevent it.
Now, I know while you were there, Kim Davis became another grandmother, a grandmother again, this time to her son, Nathan, whose child was born while she was in Romania. I know she wanted to be in the hospital so much by her son and daughter-in-law during the birth of her grandchild, but the Lord had other plans for her to be in Romania. Tell us about the moment she learned that her grandchild was born.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. She really did want to be stateside. She wanted to be with her son and daughter-in-law on the birth of their new baby. But she also felt called to go to Romania to share her story and her experience with the Romanian people. And so she was obedient to that call. She went there. She had hoped and she was praying that this new grandbaby would wait until her return to be born. But God had other plans, and so we were just about to take the stage in Timișoara, which is my birth place. Before we went on the stage, her phone rang, and she was told that her new grandson had been born. And so she was very emotional about that, and she felt more than a little sad that she wasn't able to participate in that with her family. But then, you know, we hugged, we prayed, and she was very, very cognizant of the mission that she was on, and she was determined to share her story with the Romanian people, including that audience in Timișoara. And so we went on stage, and she did a fantastic job there, as she did in every other of the six large cities that we visited. And then at the end, we had a chance to share with that audience that she was a grandmother all over again, and they cheered and they applauded and they congratulated her. They came and hugged her afterwards, and the Lord just really used that as an opportunity to encourage not only the audience with our message, but also to encourage Kim as she was there for that.
You know, it's so amazing. This unlikely candidate from Rouen County goes to Romania to share her story and has now an impact across the world to thousands, maybe millions of people.
You know, Rouen County is a fairly small county.
Right.
Her mother was the clerk there for 27 years. Kim Davis wanted to, what she thought was when her mother retired at the end of 2014, Kim Davis would also retire. And she and
together.
Her mom would
yeah.
kind of go through the rest of their lives just doing whatever they wanted to do. And, of course, that all changed when her mother asked her whether she would run for office. She prayed about it, sought counsel. She ran for office, became the next elected clerk in November of 2014, took office in January of 2015. And within months, she became someone who was known around the world over the issue of marriage and religious freedom. She wanted to go in a certain direction of her life just to kind of relax and take it easy for the rest of her life. And God had completely different plans. And the amazing thing, just like what you're saying, she as a grandmother wanted to be there for the birth of her grandchild.
Right.
But she was obedient because she felt God wanted her to go to Romania for this important mission. The same thing happened when she ran for office, mm-hmm. going against what she personally wanted to do what God wanted her to do. And God had amazing things that she could never imagine. This little clerk from the small county of Rouen County, Kentucky, became an international figure and then speaks to thousands and thousands and thousands of people in Romania.
Well, that's right. You know, she didn't ask to be an international star. She would have been quite happy to live her life quietly and peacefully and in anonymity in Little Rouen County, Kentucky. But she wasn't given that chance by the proponents of tolerance. They tried to silence her and intimidate her, and yet because she was courageous enough to say no to a system that would force her to compromise and abandon her faith, because she had that courage and she was willing to pay whatever the cost, God gave her a tremendous platform for liberty. And we really see that happening in a lot of cases at Liberty Counsel, don't we?
No question about it. And that's why it's so much an honor to represent Kim Davis and others like her. You can be a part of this ministry of Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial support. Stand with us as we stand to advance religious freedom, life, and family. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.